great news, obviously, a great result last night. I suppose people might have questioned Cork and maybe not putting out a strong team, but they got a great result last night, 5-0. And that eases all the pressure and tension in Fenn Park. And obviously, congratulations goes out to Ollie and his backroom staff and the players and obviously all the club delegates who worked so hard throughout the year to bring the club up to the Premier League last year and obviously to stay up there this year, which is great. It gives us great continuity going forward in regards to staying in the Premier League. We know where we are and probably the budgets will be looked at again. Right? But when you're going up and down, which previously happened when I was playing, it's not good for the club, and obviously we're delighted that we're staying in the Premier League and playing against the big boys again next year.
The task taken on by Ole Horgan was a mammoth one because it's very difficult to stay up in the top flight, as you mentioned there, and obviously the last two occasions Harps have come straight back down. But given the budget, given the size of the squad, the injury problems that they had as well, it's been a huge achievement by Ole and the players in the club to stay where they are.
I mean, the job at hand wasn't easy at the start of the year. I mean, Ole put them up and probably under... and I suppose that's probably the year previously nobody expected them probably to bring them up, and then I went to the playoffs and obviously got on to the Premier League through the playoffs, which was an unbelievable feat to do that. And then obviously start of the year the pressure was on for us to stay in the Premier League, and it was always going to be a difficult job, but I mean Ollie's come out and he's kept the team in the Premier League and the club in the Premier League, which is great. And again, he's done a marvellous job. Regarding as to all the way through the season, they've been consistent apart from the wee blip in the middle where they couldn't get points for 7 or 8 matches there, and probably that's something that they'll probably look to address next year. But I mean, we're delighted to be still back in the Premier League and back in Fenn Park, obviously, and we're happy that the team can go into the last game of the season against Bowes at home on Friday night and under no pressure. We went there and we've achieved what Ollie and the lads planned to do, which is stay in the Premier League.
Is it going to be harder to stay up for a second year in the bounce?
it's going to be, obviously, next year it brings us its own difficulties. Limerick are going to come up next year, which have a big budget and good playing staff, and they're going to be a different outfit than they were last season. It's never easy, but I suppose you're looking at Ollie and Paul Higley there at the minute and the rest of the coaching staff and the club. They'll be doing everything in their power to make sure that the budget's probably the same or extended, and we can bring in maybe the same players or even better quality and look to establish ourselves in the Premier League again next year. But, you know, nothing's easy in the Premier League. It's a difficult task. But we're delighted. And I think the boys need, a big clap on the back for the work they've done throughout the whole year and to keep the club where we are, which is the Premier League.
And I suppose as well, Declan, this is a huge boost for soccer in the county and for the North West region. There's no low this year heading into the end of the year and the start of next season. They're going to be on a high, and it's given the soccer, senior soccer, a huge boost in the county, and obviously young ones now once again will be following the exploits of Harps and the top flight of Irish soccer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's important. Obviously, we have Fenn Harps and Derry and Sligo Rovers in the northwest, and that's great to have the three neighbouring clubs staying in the Premier League. It helps, you know, obviously with budgets and attendances at games. It helps when we have local derbies. Dundalk have done wonderful things in promoting the league within and raising the bar in regards to the League of Ireland, and obviously with Fenn Harps still staying in the Premier League. It's our only Donegal club, and it's important that they stay at the league stage of football and Ireland, and obviously they've done that. But it's great for kids to come and watch the best players. I mean, we watched Dundalk coming up, and obviously they've got a big score in against us, but it shows you where League of Ireland is. I think it's going forward in the right direction. I think the quality is getting better. I think the 19s and the 17s have been really, really positive for the League of Ireland and for kids in general. It gives them the opportunity to play against elite players that they normally wouldn't get a chance. The under-15 league's coming on board again now in 2017, which only helped the clubs, and it'll also help players to develop at a younger age and play against elite players at a younger age, and that's all very, very good for Donegal and for kids in general that's playing at that level, and obviously for Fenn Harps in the long run.
Yep. What about the rest of the clubs around the country that have seen what Harps have done this year, given the size of the budget that they have, the size of the playing squad they have? Because there has been clubs that had more money to spend in years gone by. For example, Limerick is one of them that ended up in the first division. So the size of the task was huge for Harps, and for them to pull it off, it gives other clubs hope, does it, Declan, around the country, that this can be achieved?
It is. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you can give somebody a lot of money to go and spend it on a team, but you have to have, I suppose, the right players coming in that's going to give you the right attitude on the pitch. You need people working together. There's no guarantee with a bigger budget that you're going to stay in the Premier League, or you're going to be successful and won the league or won cups. You know, so it's a combination of good coaching, good coaches, good players, hard-working, honest players, and obviously everybody pulling in the right direction. And as you said, Limerick was a prime example of that last year, big budget and were successful. So they'll be looking to address that in 2017. Yeah, I mean, there's no guarantee, but you have to work hard. And as you said, I mean, Harps are plenty of knocks with injured players and suspensions and that throughout the whole season. But, you know, normally you get what you deserved in this league. And obviously, Harps have come out on top. You know, they're only 10 points off force Galway. And so, I mean, it's been very, very positive. Like, I think it's been great. And obviously, it's a long season ahead, coming forward, it's a long season, but they can go out and enjoy Friday night and enjoy the next couple of weeks. And obviously, Ollie will be back down to putting things in place for next season. So his work continues, and this is probably the hardest part now, getting players signed up, new contracts, and getting new players in. So the work never stops for Ollie and the coaching staff.